This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning, and welcome to the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show, presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis, and it's early, and I'm here following a night that was very wonderful. Mike's Beer Bar, the Christmas karaoke with all the Odyssey radio stations, us here at 93.7 The Fan, News Radio KDKA, Larry Richard was there. Among others from that station, Y108, Cadillac Jack was out yesterday. Kelly, Alista, Melanie Taylor, Bubba from Star, they were all there. And of course, us here at 93.7 The Fan. Pony and Muller out there. Joe was out there with Folsey from the Cook and Joe show. So now I just want to say to everybody that went out last night, thank you. Light of Life proceeds went to that charity, so that was very kind of all of you to come out and support us. And I thought Crowley and I indeed brought the house down. We set the tone right away, singing Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. There's some iterations on social media. I'm sure you can find it, but man, it was a good time yesterday. I want to thank all of you for coming out, and a lot of the people that I met yesterday that were so kind. Damien, his wife Meha, were out there at the bar. Very nice to see them. A guy named Ray came up to me and said hello and expressed his appreciation. How about Scott, too? A guy that was wearing a Buffalo Bills shirt but claimed to be a Steeler fan as well. Claimed to have two teams that he was a fan of. So appreciate him as well. Yesterday was very kind, very nice. A lot of pleasant people that I met walking around. So, I mean, that was a good time. It was good to sing. It was good to see y'all. And it was good to support a good cause for sure. Yeah, it was a good time. And the fact that I'm here this morning is nothing short of a miracle. But, I think Crowley and some others are worried. They're like, gosh, you got to wake up in the morning. And I'm like, listen, I got a plan. And I can't express all the details of how I got to this point, but I'm here. And we're going to talk about sports now or whatever this morning because I'm feeling in the holiday spirit. I'm also feeling good because the Penguins, they ended up winning yesterday. So that is good. It took them 12 rounds of a shootout to win a game, but they did. They're still struggling, though, in the overall record. But it seems like things are getting a little better. I'm not inspired too much by shootout wins because I mean, that's what they were doing last year. I'm ready to get back to the, you know, the legit solidified wins, not so much the whoops, now we have to win in overtime or we have to win a shootout to get there. I mean, they were one of the leaders in overtime losses last year. So, I mean, they've been to overtime a lot. They've blown a lot of early game leads. And it looks like this season is no different, except right now they're losing more games than they're winning. I mean, they were kind of on the bubble of the playoffs last year for a while, and they just barely missed out because of a lot of those games where they could have won, where they didn't. They ended up going to overtime, and then they didn't get the full 2 points because they would lose in overtime. And, yeah, I mean, they fell short last year. Not that they deserve to make the playoffs. I know that's a huge conversation for Pittsburgh sports fans. Which of our teams deserve to make the playoffs at this point? The Steelers, many are saying, no, they don't deserve it. Do the Penguins deserve it? Did they deserve it last season? Do they deserve it this season? That's a hard question. But I think that for hockey, it's a little bit more different to gauge. Like, the NFL, the way that every team is playing, it's really weird to say that the Steelers don't deserve it because there or so many catastrophes with every other team in the NFL this year. Like, the Chiefs have imploded at times. The Bills did not start strong. The legendary Patriots have struggled and fallen. And, well, they beat the Steelers, but you know what I mean. Like, otherwise, they've got three wins on the year. It's just a weird year. So, on one hand, for the Steelers' perspective, I'm with Crowley because he said that a couple days ago. Do the Steelers deserve to make the playoffs? If they're there at this point, based on how the NFL is, I would say yes. The Penguins in the NHL season is a little bit different to me. Like, last season when they didn't make the playoffs, I even if they would have made it, I feel like they wouldn't have gotten past the first round again with the team that they had. And the Florida Panthers, the fact that they made it all the way and almost won it all was an inspiring story. So I'm almost happy just for the NHL's sake that a team like that came in. And I believe they were the team that, yeah, they went through the Boston Bruins that year. So that season, the Bruins, who had like a record amount of wins in a regular season, they lost in the first round to the wildcard team that barely snuck in. So that was a good story. But the NHL has a little bit more of a different approach to how they set the standings, because they do the point system, right? You know, the 2 points for the win, 1 point if you make it to overtime but then lose, and then no points for an outright loss. But yeah, I mean, I think it's different with how the Penguins finished out. I mean, the Penguins were exposed several times for how just slow and aging that they had become. Like, they would start games and they would be up by like 2-3 goals, and then in the third period, the other team would come back and at least tie a game, if not take the lead and win. And I think that from that perspective, with how many games you play in an NHL season and how many games the Penguins had to win and just, or I mean, they had the win because they were in the lead and then they blew it. In those cases, I mean, if you're good enough to have those leads, but you can't sustain them, you can't protect them. Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think that they deserved to make the playoffs last year if we're talking from that perspective, but I think it's just a different dynamic. I think it's a different dynamic, and it all depends. I mean, if you get there, you want to, as a blanket statement, say that a team deserves to be there, but the way the Penguins have been playing in particular, not that the Steelers have been playing any better necessarily, but like the way the NFL is this year, like every team has had some sort of struggle for the most part. I mean, I even look at the Ravens, and they don't feel like the most put-together team, but they have, I believe as it still stands right now, the best record in the AFC. So, you know, it's just a weird NFL season, and the Steelers, for them to be where they are with what their expectations were, I think is still something to look at and say, all right, this is fine. It's not great. It's fine. They're there, and if they get there, they should get credit for that. If they don't win a playoff game, I'm still going to be upset, and you should be as well. The goal should be a playoff win, but in terms of deserving, I've kind of jumped on Crowley's opinion on that they deserve. If you're an NFL team this year and you make it into the playoffs, you deserve to be there. There's no doubt. There's no question. Just because every team has had something is just not right with every team this year. As for the NHL and how the Penguins play, the Penguins start out fast and then have kind of gotten slower, and their power play, their no goals streak, it's a weird streak to even mention, but they scored no goals on 37 power plays that they had. So they were scoreless in power plays 37 times in a row before scoring twice the game before last night's. If you can't finish games and protect your leads, yeah, you don't deserve to make it. And even if they would have snuck in, it still wouldn't have felt right. I mean, because, again, you just assume that they're not going to make it past the first round with the way that they've seemed to play. And it's frustrating to see how slow they've gotten, and it's kind of depressing, too, to understand that Malkin's kind of taking a step back and Sidney Crosby's continuing to age as well. So, yeah, I mean, different perspectives from two different sports. It's good to see a win, though. Perhaps the Penguins can bounce back. They've been doing it for many years prior. They've just been either barely making it in or, you know, last season as it was, they barely missed. Steelers kind of have that same thing going where Mike Tomlin is just obsessed. He can't, He can't hold on to anything nice. He has to make sure that his no losing season streak is kept, and he's got to do it dramatically. Or he's got to finish as close to 9-8 as possible. And that just seems what he's been doing the last few seasons. He's making it tough. He's like, oh, you mean we're 7-4? Nope. I got to change that. No, we can afford to take teams lightly. So it feels like procrastination to me. It's just like the kind of the same principle. It's like, oh no, we don't got to prepare. We'll be fine. We got more time to figure it out and to get it fixed. We got more time to address, you know, games throughout the season. The playoffs are important, right? It's just doing one of those things, procrastinating on your responsibilities, and then then the due date comes. You got to play a game. In the NFL's case, in this analogy, you got to play the game, and apparently they weren't prepared. And I still can't solve the mystery of why some players said they were prepared and why some players indeed admitted that they were not prepared and took the teams lightly. I'll never understand that one. For as long as I follow this team, I'll never understand why we've been getting two different stories from the players. But trying to move on. Colts on Saturday. Indianapolis Colts, Pittsburgh Steelers are playing on a Saturday. So we'll see. Not that the Steelers haven't had a true test yet this season, but the Colts and Steelers kind of around the same point as each other for the season. So we'll see how they do. We'll see how the Steelers play. And I think, and again, not that the Steelers haven't had a gauge, but I feel like this will be a good gauge in terms of foreshadowing what the final three games of the season will look like after they play. And again, when you lose to a couple 2-win teams, fans go from complete optimism to, wow, the Steelers really could lose to anybody. And that is it's a rough feeling. Thinking that they indeed could lose to anyone at any point in the season now, because they could not fend off the Patriots or the Cardinals. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. If you want to get a line, you're welcome to. You can also talk to me on X at @Callas_33 is my Twitter handle, or my X handle, I guess, @CALLAS_33. I'm going to continue to call it Twitter because that's a habit that I have formed that I've clearly not been able to break. But you understand what I mean. Give me a mention. Go ahead and tag me in a post @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. And again, the phone number, 412-928-9370. You can talk about the Steelers, the Penguins win. Talk about the Pirates, Andy Rodriguez. That's not breaking news anymore, but he's out for the season. The Pirates have had some unfortunate luck with injuries. Johan Oviedo was already ruled out. Vince Velasquez last season was pitching really well before he got hurt, so a lot of poor fortunes for the Pirates, and now losing the guy that was supposed to be their starting catcher to see what he could do. He is out. He will not play in 2024 because of a UCL. So you can call, talk about the Pirates, Penguins, Steelers. Pitt volleyball plays here soon. They're making their way for the national championship, which is super exciting. Yeah, call and talk about anything. 412-928-9370. Anything sports, again, on X as well, @Callas_33. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back. I'll take your calls as they come in, and I will read your posts as they come in as well. Again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callas. You're listening to The Fan Early Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas, and Well, we're talking about sports this early in the morning. Call me, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X if you choose to type your words out. And I was telling people yesterday, too, somebody was asking if I have access to the text line. I do, but I choose not to read it because sometimes y'all are a little rough. A little not nice. So I avoid that. But if you're going to tag my own account on X, you're welcome to do that. And, of course, the phone lines are open to the station, 412-928-9370. We got this caller on the line right now. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, I just wondered about Tomlin. How come the Pittsburgh organization with Rooney, they cut ties with players like under bad circumstances, like they forced Paul Amalu out and Hines Ward and kind of even Big Ben, like they forced him out, but they'll stick with Tomlin, that's just a mediocre coach right now. But I mean, they're not going nowhere with this guy. I mean, you know what I mean?
I do.
It just seems like the stability of having a head coach is like the most important thing in the world to them. I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks. It's not uncommon in sports for teams to kind of push players out because it's kind of like it's good PR for both sides. If a certain guy like a Paul Amalu, a Hines Ward, they retire as lifelong Steelers, it's good PR for the Steelers, and that's good PR for the players to be, you know, legends to the fans. And so that's why they kind of do that. I think the thinking, too, is that, like, the mind isn't perceived to rot over time as much as your body does, and especially with the nature of football, with how physical and violent it is, it's easier to coach and use your mind to scheme things than it is to actually go out and execute, and you need to have the right stature for that, and as you age, it doesn't work for many athletes anymore, and teams have to think about the bottom line in that regard to have the personnel that's ready and available to play in those games. So it makes sense, and it's not even the Steelers, it's not even football that, you know, this has happened to in sports. Like, there are several teams out there that are bottom line teams that kind of push out certain players who want to be loyal to organizations. They want to push them out just because the teams realize that they're not going to get the production that they previously had, but they also don't want to lose the fans by having that player walk and go somewhere else. So that's really my biggest explanation, and there's nothing that I know definitively, but I know it happens in sports all the time. It's not just a Steeler thing. It's not just a football thing. It happens all over the place in sports. And again, the mind is easier to get put to work when you're older than it is to actually go out and play as you age. So that's definitely why they value coaching more. And it's also, you want to build a culture and you want to have the patience to build a culture. So I understand what the Steelers have done by leaving Tomlin in there, because you want to have that consistent culture. You don't want that turnover. And to an extent, there is value in keeping a coach on a roster for a long time. There are several benefits to that. I still don't agree with the grass is not always greener on the other side take. That still just aggravates me, because it very well could be greener on the other side. You heard me rant about that yesterday a whole lot. But, in this case, the teams want to have coaches that have a culture that can stick, and you need a consistent coach to be able to do that. You need a leader that the players can look up to and trust and listen to all execute the same game plan and work to achieve the one goal. So I understand why the Steelers do that, but that's not to say that there wouldn't be a better opportunity with another coach at some point here, because, I mean, Tomlin looks like he's losing the guys too, and that's not going to help anybody. And just, I don't know if it's just the offensive players being punks too much, or if Mike Tomlin legitimately doesn't know how to deal with them and how to manage the personalities anymore. It I don't know. It all just depends. But Dave, interesting question for sure. It does happen. It does happen all the time. And I think there's legitimate reasons and arguments for why they keep coaches around for so long. I don't always agree with it. And I think at this point, whether they keep them or not, I just think that losing to a couple 2-win teams in a row is not a great look. And I think that the argument the grass isn't always greener on the other side is just complete and total nonsense. Because sometimes it isn't, you're right, but also sometimes it is. And you can't know unless you take risks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.